Hi, I'm Paul Laverton, founder of AIforEducation.org, and today I'm going to be talking about benchmarking. How do we know that AI systems are any good? As new tools appear that use AI, or as you use AI to help you with your education work, the big question is, how do we know that this is good? In AI systems, we generally use benchmarks, which are standardized tests or metrics that are used to measure the performance of the AI systems. So for education, they can help us judge the quality and the capabilities of the AI tools. So think of them as report cards for AI. Why do these benchmarks matter? They allow us to compare different models objectively on education tasks. They allow us to track progress on the quality of the tools over time. And crucially, they allow us to ensure that AI tools meet the standards we expect in education. Let's look at some real-world examples of benchmarks that are used in education tools. So to date, a lot of these benchmarks are focused on how good these AI systems are at passing education tests. So one of the most famous is the MMLU, the Massive Multitask Language Understanding, which is a range of tests covering STEM, humanities, social sciences. And it tests AI's real-world knowledge and its problem-solving abilities as well. And there's a range of others, such as the ARC, the AI2 Reasoning Challenge, which looks at how AI can answer grade school level multiple choice science questions as well. And these benchmarks help us understand if AI knows the education content, i.e. if it can pass the types of exams we give to students. So we've got a lot of these multiple choice benchmarks on how good AI systems are at passing exams. And they've been very popular for assessing the LLMs, mostly because they're easy to quantify. They're great for comparing models. They're quite simple and they're quite clear and interpretable. But one of the challenges in education, and especially as LLMs get more advanced, and when we're looking at, say, generating teaching materials, we find that simple benchmarks just aren't enough. And mostly this is because in education, there's not one single right answer. There's not one way to teach. We know that quality depends on many other factors, and it's quite challenging to create fair tests for AI models. So the question is, how do we judge the quality in education AI models? So here, we use a range of benchmarks and evaluation methods. This means we need to look at multiple aspects of the outputs of AI. Their accuracy, their clarity, their ability to target the output to the age or ability of the child at hand, and they're relevant to the national curriculum. It means we need to create custom evaluation methods for specific education needs. So for example, Google used a mix of human raters, pedagogical experts, and automatic evaluations to see how its LearnLM chatbot compares to the BAFE model. The challenge here is while human rating is preferred, it's very hard to do at scale. So here we're looking at automating some evaluation tasks, like judging the cognitive load of the chatbot, and looking to see if it adapts to the learner, if it encourages active learning. So it's these combination of methods which combine together allow us to give a judgment on the quality of the system. Old National Academies uses a similar approach to judging the quality of lesson plans. It uses a range of criteria against which they are judged. Some of this is alignment with the English curriculum. Some of this is the quality of the quizzes and many more different aspects as well. Over time, we expect to see much more benchmarks and evaluation methods emerging. And to support this, we'll curate the benchmarks and evaluations and we'll share guidance for how best to compile and use these on our website. And this resource will help the AI developers understand and apply the ones that are most relevant to them. But it also crucially allows users to know what good looks like. And as we move forward, it's essential to continually refine these benchmarks and evaluation methods to keep pace with the evolving capabilities of AI systems. But through collaboration and shared knowledge, we can ensure that the AI tools are not only advanced, but also they're quite fair, inclusive, and impactful. And visit our website for more information and to access the latest resources on AI benchmarks and evaluation in education.